Thursday, 27th January 2022. The Lord swore an oath to David in truth. He will never turn back from it. Your own offspring I will set upon your throne. Psalm 132, verse 11. You are listening to Mary's Castle Podcast, and this is Time with Father Felix. Greetings to you and welcome back.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Thursday of the third week in ordinary time. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18 to 19, then 24 to 29. Mark chapter 4, verse 21 to 25. After Nathan had spoken to David, the king went in and seated before the Lord, said, "Who am I, Lord, and what is my house, that you have led me as far as this? Yet in your sight, Lord, this is still not far enough, and you make your promises extend to the house of your servant for as far distant future. You have constituted your people Israel to be your own people forever, and you, Lord, have become their God. Now, Lord, always keep the promise you have made your servant and his house, and do as you have said. Your name will be exalted forever, and men will say, 'The Lord of hosts is God over Israel.' And the house of your servant David will be made secure in your presence, since you yourself, Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have made this revelation to your servant. I will build you a house. Hence your servant has ventured to offer this prayer to you. Be pleased then to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your presence. For you, Lord, have spoken, and with your blessing, the house of your servant will be forever blessed." My dear brothers and sisters, David praised God for the grace that he was being shown in the present. He humbly recognized that he did not deserve God's generosity. David was well aware that neither he nor his ancestor had any claim to the throne. David marveled at the promise God had given him. He was not afraid to ask his Lord to make good on the agreement. David's courage in this prayer shows his intimacy with God. We need to remember that God is our loving Father, which means that we can approach Him without fear, opening our hearts to Him. The Gospel. Jesus said to the crowd, "Would you bring a lamp to put it under a tub or under a bed? Surely you will put it on the lampstand, for there is nothing hidden but it must be disclosed, nothing kept secret except to be brought to the light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen to this." He also said to them, "Take notice of what you are hearing. The amount you measure out is the amount you'll be given, and more besides, for the man who has will be given more. From the man who has not, even what he has will be taken away from him." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is the true lamp whose coming reveals the darkness in human hearts. Jesus' aim is actually to reveal and not to conceal the truth concerning the kingdom of God. Spiritual ears sensitivity are needed to hear, understand kingdom's truth. Let us pray. Almighty God, direct your love that is within us, that our efforts in the name of your Son may bring mankind to unity and peace. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix Shebafo. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And the peace of Christ Jesus be with your spirit too, Father Felix. Thank you for being with us today too. Alleluia, alleluia. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path. Alleluia, alleluia. Psalm 119, verse 105. May the word of God, as it is that we have just heard, be a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. My name is Mary Auntie, your apostolic sister, and I thank you for joining me on Time with Father Felix today. I wish you a fruitful day in Christ Jesus until we bring you the next episode.